Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Hardin County's Ray Allen Mackey was selected Kentucky Farmer of the Year at the recent Farm Bureau annual meeting in Louisville. About his farming operation:
we're very diversified. We raise corn and soybeans, probably a couple thousand acres of each. We raise burley tobacco, about 60 acres of that. We have a beef cow herd of 100 cows and back ground their calves. And I wean to finish 5,000 or so hogs a year.
Managing over 4,500 acres total keeps them a little busy.
Yes, it does. But, we like to be busy, and we like to provide income and for some families that work with us, some employees that have been with us for several years.
Mackey says this is indeed a family farm, with his wife Jan, his sons, and a brother working with him, handling chores when he's not around. Award judging takes into account leadership contributions, and tallying up some of his efforts for the judges was eye-opening.
It comes home to you that you've been in corn organizations, you've been in pork organizations, you're a Beef Cattle Association member. I represent those folks the best I can.
He's currently president of the Hardin County Farm Bureau, taking that post in 2004. He is also serving as president of the Kentucky Corn Growers Association. We'll be right back.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kentucky National Guard. Aired by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
Farm Bureau's Farmer of the Year, Ray Allen Mackey, received several prizes, including $3,500 in cash, and he'll represent the state next fall in the Southeastern Farmer of the Year contest. He views his work as a service and stewardship of his land a top priority.
This is providing for the needs of others, in a short sentence, and at the same time trying to preserve or maintain the productivity of it for the next generation. And as I said, we hope our children farm, don't we? That's why we're here. So we hope that we've left it in a place that others can come along and farm after us and be even more productive.
He recalled attending Farm Bureau annual meetings as a youth, his father serving as state president for several years.
We brought our children to events that he was doing as a leader in Farm Bureau, and sure, they want to be home and watching TV, but we came as a family and we visited and we learned and we shared stories about what was going on at the farm, and then we caught that glimpse of the ideal or the purpose of Farm Bureau as it represented farmers to the rest of the world.
And our congratulations to Farmer of the Year, Ray Allen Mackey, and his family. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.